Hello everyone, my name is Sven Hauf. I'm one of the authors of International Business Strategy and Cross-Cultural Management and Applied Approach. Today I have the unique opportunity to have Valeria Loreti with me. She is Delivery Manager Motorsport at Shell, and she is a head of an international team from people from many countries. First of all, Valeria, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work you do?
Hi Sven, hi everyone. Thanks for having invited me and having thought about me for your podcast. This is a real honor to be here. My role is Delivery Manager Motorsport at Shell, and my team is about 15 people. I have somebody from China, I have somebody from France, I have somebody from the UK, many people from Germany, being the team mostly based in Hamburg, and I have also somebody coming from Guadeloupe. So it is a diverse team, and this is partly a challenge, but overall is the most interesting and motivating part of my job. I grew up in Italy, and in Pisa I have studied chemistry. After the university, I took the opportunity to have a fellowship or a PhD in the University of Mainz in Germany. And my idea was to finish the PhD and go back to Italy. But as you know, sometimes life is different from your plans, and life brought me still in Germany. So I had the opportunity to join Shell in 2005. And I spent there my last 16 years of working life. Shell is an international company, and this is what I really like in the job, having the opportunity to confront myself with different cultures and being one of the many colleagues coming from all parts of the world. So being based in Germany is just one side of my life, but my working life is definitely very much international.
So, Valeria, you mentioned that you're an Italian working in Germany. You also mentioned that you have team members from different countries. What role does culture play in your everyday life?
Culture is part of our own life. So it's what forms you as a person, as an individual, is what gives you parts of your character, and is what is at the basis of your drivers and values. Therefore, also in your working life and being part of a team, your culture is absolutely a key part of yourself. I have the pleasure of having a work that gives me the opportunity to share a lot of different cultures. So this is, first of all, as a person for me, an opportunity to learn and to learn how people think, what is the value for them, being confronted to different kinds of education. Obviously, the language is always a barrier, but being open-minded and being prone to learn is something that gives you really the opportunity to pick up a lot of different aspects and really value those differences. Having different people from different parts of the world means that they will think differently, they will speak differently, they will provide you not only different perspectives to the same problem, but they will also explain them in a different way. So for a leader, it is important really to try to understand, to make the extra step to go beyond the words and really understand what is the goal and the contribution they give to the solution of a problem, and help them merging their different ideas together with the team. So the challenge is normally represented by how do you position yourself and how you bring over your proposition and your discussion and your contribution to the development of a person. It is not always about the content, what you want to say. It is mainly about how you say it. There are different sensitivities. If I can stereotype a little bit, the contributions of the Europeans, the Germans, for example, will be very analytical, will be very structured and fact-driven. They may sound a bit cold, but they will be providing to the same problem some solutions that are very pragmatic. On the other hand, if you take myself, for example, as an Italian, to the same problem, I will be very much driven by gut feeling. I will bring a lot of passion into the problem. I will bring a lot of energy. And one of the feedback that I always receive is that this energy is spread and is contagious, infectious. So that gives a lot of motivation to the team members. Then I will have somebody from the UK who's also quite fact-driven, but they will present the facts. Maybe the same facts as the German, they will present them in a more positive way, in a more elegant way. So this way of thinking in the British culture is always to be very polite and present facts in a way that they are very constructive and never really hurting anyone's feelings. Those countries like Dutch people or the Italian people, they may sound a bit more rude because they just give the facts as they are. They don't really put them in nice form. And this may be rude for somebody else. So this is really important to understand. And obviously, it will not be applied to every single individual, but will help you to understand what is the kind of sensitivity and background that different people may have. And it is important to take this into account when you present things to your people, but also when they give you their feedback, their contribution, because you always have to filter this in order to understand what is the real message. There is, for example, one major part of the Asian culture, which is about being very polite. And there is, in direct confrontation to the European culture, the fact that they will seldom say negative messages. So they will say it in a different way. Obviously, if you know the culture, if you grew up in this kind of environment, you immediately understand what is the different message. But if you're European, it's different. It's something you have to learn. And having an open and authentic dialogue with these guys helps you further. You really need to have an open mind and trying to understand what is not just the words and the facts that they are saying, but it's what behind and what kind of setup they bring in their head when explaining the different facts.
This is very interesting. And I think you mentioned already some opportunities and challenges, but when you think about a little bit further, what would you say are the key opportunities of working in an international team, and what are specific challenges?
Key opportunities are definitely the fact that to the same problem, people with a different background will bring different perspectives and different solutions. So it is an art really to try to fit different challenges to different cultures so that you can make the most out of them, or use the different cultures as complementary contribution to the same problem. So you have a more varied and composed solution. I'm really convinced that having a diverse team is bringing different elements to the puzzle, and they are all different bright colors. You just have to value them as real differences and not trying just to find out what's in common, but what is really unique to every team member, and leverage that most when it's most requested. Challenges. One of the big examples for me is the language barrier. Obviously, there will be some cases where I speak Italian, you speak German, and the only language we have in common is English. In this case, I think about my feelings and what I want to tell you in Italian. I will translate it in English, which is not my native language, and you will get the message in English and translate it into German. And in all these steps in between, you will lose something. You will lose the common background, you will lose the thoughts behind the lines, you will lose the connection between the dots, you will lose all the humor nuances that you can have into a sentence. And that is, in principle, making the contribution poorer. So having not a common background and not a common language is taking away a lot of the common features that can become a link, a very strong link between two people. What I think is a big challenge is really the lack of a common background, and the fact that in this way, people miss the opportunity to build a very, very strong intimacy. A stupid example could be, I'm always afraid to make jokes in a foreign language because I know humor is very specific to a nation, is very specific to a place. And if I make a joke, 90% of the time, people from a foreign country will not understand it, or even worse, they will take it as something really offensive. So I will never make joke in a working environment. But the missed opportunity of not laughing together or not having some intimacy through a different kind of level of communication is taking away a little bit of these links that we could build together. So this is definitely a challenge. And the more the cultures are diverse, the bigger is this gap.
Thank you. How would you describe your own leadership style? Would you say that it is more influenced by your cultural background or the expectations in Germany?
I've been living the last 20 years in Germany.
So I think that during this time, I've tried to assimilate some of the aspects that I consider positive from the German culture, but I also kept those aspects that I think are positive from the Italian culture. And probably it doesn't go back of being Italian or being German or being from anywhere else. It is going back to who you are and what is your personality. Because I think that your leadership style should be transparent and honest. And the more you can share yourself with the people you lead, your colleagues and your peers, the more they will build the trust in you. Opening your heart, showing really who you are and that you have a clear communication, that you mean what you say, just leading by example and being open to feedback, being open to learn from others is at the basis of my leadership. I'm a very enthusiastic person, I'm a very positive person, and I'm always very energetic. I have passion for what I do. And this is obviously very transparent in my leadership style. I wouldn't say that goes back to my home country or the country I'm living now. It really goes back to who I am.
Based on your experience, what would be your advice for future leaders who want to work in a foreign country?
I think it is always very important to never stop learning. When you go to a foreign country, you will bring your own cultural baggage with you, but you must be open to fill that with other aspects. New things you will learn, new people you will know, and be open to always challenge yourself and try to ask yourself, what am I doing? Is that right? Is that appropriate? Would that hurt feelings of somebody else? Be open to always change yourself. As long as we grow up, as long as we are exposed to different environments and challenges and facts in our life, we need to be flexible. Being the leader of an international team brings this aspect to its apex. It's really, really important that you listen to your people and try to understand what are their needs, what is worrying them, what is driving them, what is important for them, so that you can support them and develop them in the right way. The other thing that I would recommend is always be true to yourself. You can only win trust of the people you work with if you show your real self. And you don't build up a facade or a mask behind you can hide yourself. If you are honest, if you speak with your heart, people will follow you and they will trust you. And I think this is the basics for being a good leader.
Valeria, thank you very much. That was really wonderful. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you very much.